This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is Extra 106.3, the Morning Extra. Tug Cowart, Scott Reinel. And we welcome Carl Szabo from NetChoice to the show. And I've always thought that any kind of censorship, silencing any voices, even the ones that I don't agree with, is a very slippery slope and a very, very bad idea. And it appears that that states seem to want to do that over and over and over again, giving big tech the opportunity to censor people. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Actually, the state has given nothing to social media platforms or basically any other private business to decide what content is best for its users and its customers. It's actually the First Amendment that empowers them to engage in content moderation. And that basically protects all of us from having the government force us to say or carry content that we don't want and we don't think is best for our users and our advertisers.
Carl, you know, it's funny. We talked to Glenn Beck a while ago, and it was when the Facebook hearings started coming up, and I said, Frances Haugen is going to be one of those people who's going to come in, and she's going to change everything being a whistleblower for this. And I said, we're going down a dangerous, dangerous path with Republicans jumping on board on this. They should be talking against this. And when I saw that SB 393 was making its way through legislation, and names like Butch Miller, names like, you know, some of the John Kennedy, some of the Republicans in this state that are for this kind of censorship, it really scares me.
Look, I'm a conservative. I'm an originalist. And I fundamentally believe that businesses should have the right to decide what's best for their users and their customers, not the government. I mean, quite simply, as much as I'd love a Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sundays, I don't think the government should force Chick-fil-A to be open. Mm-hmm. And the same thing's happening here. What we're seeing is essentially government-compelled speech. Basically, government forcing businesses to say things, to host content that disagree with their views. And I know we oftentimes, you know, look, I'm a conservative. We think about it as liberal conservative. But there's a lot of lawful but awful speech out there that we just don't want to have, like child grooming, like ISIS content, like Al Jazeera and Russia Today. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we don't necessarily want to see. And it's the right of every private business to decide what's best.
It scares me, though. We're talking to Carl Szabo of NetChoice, who will have an attorney here in town testifying about a Senate bill. And then it basically is it's basically making companies host information that they don't like on their website and promote information they don't like. And it leads me to down the road of the Surgeon General calling for big tech and to censor Joe Rogan and people like Joe Rogan because they don't like what he's saying. Why is the federal government in the business of censoring people? Like, to begin with, I mean, your First Amendment rights spelled out in the Constitution should override that. Why is our government even in the business of trying to censor people?
Yeah, I completely agree. It's all about control at the end of the day. And the wonderful thing about the internet is it has democratized speech. The protests that we're seeing up in Canada couldn't have been organized without social media, without the internet. And that scares the powers that be. The powers that be are the federal government. There's a reason why the Surgeon General is trying to seize control of the internet, because it allows us to say things that maybe the Surgeon General doesn't want. Now, you were talking about the Super Bowl, and at the end of the day, you have liberals calling for removal of speech. You have conservatives calling for mandated speech. And what it ends up being is kind of like working the refs, like we saw this past Sunday at the Super Bowl, where both sides are just trying to lean on private businesses to do what they want. And the best thing for all of us as citizens is for government to get the heck out of trying to regulate content.
Carl Szabo. He is the vice president and general counsel for NetChoice, and he is going to be in the state. In fact, you are in the state, and you're talking about SB 393. And you just brought up the Canadian protests, and that's big because Canada has state-run media. They have the state-run internet. They control all the media up there, and that's a dangerous slope that if we go ahead and try to pass bills like SB 393, that's the slippery slope that we're heading down to where state-controlled media will then begin to tell us what we're allowed to think and say.
That's exactly right. I mean, one of the things that scares me the most and why I'm such a staunch defender of the First Amendment, even when it flies in the face of removing conservative speech that I like, is that it is their right. And I do not want to hand off any type of power to control speech, whether it's to conservative government because we think they'll use it well, because I know immediately as soon as somebody else is in power that I don't like, they will totally seize it and abuse it.
Right. Yeah, no, you're exactly right about that. And that's the problem that we talk about on the show all the time. It ticks us off that that Twitter only censors conservatives, that Facebook only censors conservatives. But that's where we got to rely on the free market to provide a better outlet, right, for those voices to be heard. And that's what the free market does best is when there's a hole, it gets filled.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, we should take a note from Senator Rand Paul, mm-hmm. not exactly a liberal, but any stretch of the imagination, who said, look, Facebook's and YouTube are frustrating him. So what does he do? He's moving over to Rumble. And Rumble has over 70 million monthly active users. You're seeing President Trump's new social media platform coming up. You're seeing a back-end service called RightForge to host it all. And the free market is working. People will vote with their feet. And if we've learned nothing from the past 2 years, Americans are more than happy to vote with their feet, leaving California and New York for places like Georgia, like Florida, like Texas. And it's a heck of a lot easier to switch social media companies than it is to switch where I live.
Carl Szabo joining the Morning Extra. He is the vice president and general counsel for NetChoice. Carl, so what do we do? Because I understand some of the Republicans and their want to go ahead and try to allow our voices to be heard. And I do like that we have Getter and other opportunities. But again, like, I see both sides of the story. I understand, like, if I don't want to bake a cake for a gay couple, get it. If I don't want to, you know, bake a cake for, like, a Trump supporter, I get it. Like, it goes both ways. So what do we do to make sure that, you know, voices are heard and that we don't get to that point where it is a state-run media or state-run internet?
I mean, ideally, I'd like both sides of the political aisle to just, you know, disarm and let private businesses be private businesses and figure out what's best for them. But, you know, we were talking to Governor Youngkin's team. The internet was one of the tools that they used to get victory. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that we found is a lot of legacy newspapers, for example, they definitely lean left. And it's hard for conservatives in many markets to get a fair shake. So look to social media platforms. And you don't have to say everything that will galvanize your base on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, much in the same way you wouldn't say everything that galvanizes your base at a town hall meeting. So just we need to be a bit more diplomatic in how we use certain social media platforms, and we can be a bit more relaxed. We use other social media platforms because at the end of the day, what we need to do is reach middle American voters, and that's how we put conservatives over the top.
Carl, I want to kind of switch a little bit off of this subject and ask you your opinion on something else that's going on, and that's everything going on with Hillary Clinton, the Durham investigation, and where that will lead to. How sticky is this for like a general counsel or a lawyer like Durham to get all this through, put all the evidence together, and what do you see might come out of all of that?
You know, when it comes to the Durham investigation, one of the things that he is known for is being incredibly thorough and mindful with how he takes action. So he's given very few public speeches. But one of the things he did recognize, the power of the prosecutor is incredible. And, you know, there's an old adage, you can indict a ham sandwich. He is very careful with his use of indictments because he recognizes even if he can't win the case, that will destroy a person's reputation for life. Yeah. So when he does an indictment, he typically looks to see, will it stick and will it hold on appeal? And the fact that he's moving forward with these types of actions means, I mean, presumably there's a lot there. Now, the fact that you've got these types of alleged hacking incidents going against other campaigns or the White House, we've seen this story before, except it was Nixon who did it.
Yeah.
And certainly there was a lot of frustration on both sides of the aisle and consternation. And I hope that if it ends up being something similar, that everyone, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, I don't care, that you recognize there is no place for this type of action in our nation.
No question about it. Chris Szabo from NetChoice. Final thought, SB 393. Where do you think that's going to go?
Hopefully it dies. If it does get enacted, I can tell you, because I've seen how the story ends, federal judges will declare it unconstitutional as a violation of the First Amendment, like they did in Florida, like they did in Texas. So ideally, Georgia lawmakers step back from the brink and realize we do not want the government getting involved in private business, and we heed the words of Ronald Reagan, the 9 scariest words, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
no kidding. Carl Szabo is the vice president and general counsel for NetChoice. I hope you'll come back and keep us informed on what's going on, because I am a believer in the free market, and I believe if you leave the free market alone, everybody prospers, not just one group, not just business owners, everybody prospers. So I hope you'll come back and keep us informed.
Happy to be back.
Thanks, Carl. Thank you so much, Carl. Have a great day.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.